Yeah, that's been kind of working for mine, too. I'll go, ow, and then he'll like, uh-oh. But it's been a rough road getting to that point, though, because I felt bad for him when he lost all his brothers and sisters, and he felt rambunctious and, you know, wanted to get a little rowdy, and there was nobody to play with him. So I just let him, you know, tear up my arms a little bit. I figured, I'm a big boy, I get shaken. It's only for a little while, but it wasn't a little while. It just turned into a habit. So I had to work on kind of breaking the habit there. And now that he's bigger, the claws are bigger and sharper, and the teeth are, he does a lot more damage. So I let him know once or twice. It's different when he's just feeling rambunctious, but every once in a while he gets, like, angry or something, and he's just, like, trying to hurt me kind of thing. But then I'll have to kind of show him that he's, you know, I usually only got one hand, so I usually trap him with both hands and kind of spin him around a little bit and show him that he's trapped, he can't go anywhere, and he's got to give up kind of thing. And then he realizes, Jesus, guy's way bigger than I am.